USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The full House will vote Wednesday on impeachment. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler.
This president sought foreign interference in the 2016 election. He is openly seeking foreign interference in the 2020 election, and he poses a continuing threat to our national security and to the integrity of our elections, to our democratic system itself. We cannot permit that to continue.
The process then moves to the Senate in January. Republican Senator Ted Cruz.
Senators are not required, like jurors in a criminal trial, to be sequestered, not to talk to anyone, not to coordinate. There's no prohibition. And by the way, past trials, you look at the Clinton impeachment trials, the Senate Democrats were all talking with the Clinton White House. You look at this impeachment trial, the House Democrats are all talking with the Senate Democrats. This remains a political process. The framers knew what they were doing when they put it into the political branches.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. rootwall.com.
Searchers are still looking for bodies following the White Island volcano eruption in New Zealand nearly a week ago. 16 are confirmed dead, 2 are missing and presumed dead, the tour guide and the tour boat captain. The BBC's Phil Mercer is in Sydney.
Some of those survivors have the most appalling of injuries, suffering burns of up to 90% of their bodies, also internal burns too. So it is a challenge, a great challenge for very skilled professionals in New Zealand and Australia to keep those people alive.
47 people were on the island when the volcano exploded. There's been a mercury spill in West Houston, Texas. Employees and Christmas shoppers at a Walmart near the spill were ordered by first responders to evacuate the store. Workers that tested positive for mercury poisoning were also asked to take a decontamination shower. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A New Jersey pawn shop owner is under arrest in connection with the deadly Jersey City shootings last Tuesday. Here's more from USA's Chris Barnes.
The FBI says 35-year-old Ahmed Ahedi's phone number was found written on a piece of paper in the dead shooting suspect David Anderson's pocket. Ahedi is a convicted felon with weapons charges against him, and he's not allowed to own firearms. But officials say they found numerous rifles, handguns, and a shotgun in his Keyport, New Jersey store, and hundreds of rounds of ammo at his home. Authorities are looking into whether the guns used in the shooting may have come from the pawn shop. The attack now being investigated as domestic terrorism targeting the Jewish community. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A 6.8 magnitude earthquake happened near Mangsaysay, Philippines. The aftershock had a depth of 17 miles and struck around noon. Multiple aftershocks ranging around 5 have been reported in the area. 3 people died. A 6-year-old girl was inside her family's house when the building collapsed. There are reports of multiple landslides and damaged structures across the region, with several individuals trapped in the rubble. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center said there was no threat at this time for a tsunami. The same area had several strong earthquakes in October that led to multiple fatalities and severe damage. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.